What's your problem? Because see, I know that from experience and from just my life that we all have problems. Amen, Brother Wally? Sometimes Brother Wally encourages me because I have a sore back and I'll complain about it, and he's got cancer. And so sometimes we get complaining about the smallest of things. I tell the men in jail, I said, how many of you guys in jail hated your job? And almost all of them said, yeah, preacher, I hated my job. I hated to get up in the morning and I hated my boss and I didn't like my coworkers. And I said, how many of you thought your car was a piece of junk? A couple of hands would go up. Yeah, my car was a piece of junk. I hated my car. And I said, how many of you fought with your wife or your girlfriend all the time? A couple more hands. Yeah, my girlfriend was so bad. And I said, how many of you would take that job, that car, and that wife or girlfriend back in a heartbeat today? And every hand goes up. Preacher, I'd love to have that old piece of car, that old piece of junk back. And preacher, I'd love to have that nagging wife back. And preacher, I'd love to have that horrible job back. See, it's... your problems are relevant to what's going on in your life. But I guarantee you that we all have them. Now, if you're one of the few choice people tonight that are sitting here and say, preacher, I have no problems. Well, come rub up next to me a little bit, all right? Amen? Because we always seem to have problems. Let me tell you a story. I don't know if it's true or not. But it says, years ago, a woman with a little baby was riding in a stagecoach in western Montana. That must have been some time ago. The weather was bitter cold, and in spite of all the driver could do to protect her, he saw that the mother was becoming unconscious from the cold. He stopped the coach, took the baby, and wrapped it up warmly and put it under his seat, then seized the mother by the arm and, dragging her out upon the ground, drove away, leaving her in the road. As she saw him drive away, she ran after him crying for her baby. When he felt sure that she was warm, he allowed her to overtake the coach and resume her place by her baby. Can we not imagine the gratitude when she realized that what he had did had saved her life? He had done as God sometimes does to shake us out of our slow, lethargic, and moral sleep, which would end us in sin or death. Listen, folks, sometimes God is like that stagecoach driver. He will allow things to enter our lives that shake us up. But he does it to grow us and teach us more about Him. Do you understand what it would be like if we had no trials and tribulations? Could you imagine what it would be like if we all had a little lamp and could rub it, Brother Jack, and got everything we wanted? Could you imagine? I'd like it. I've rubbed many of lamps in my day. And I've never gotten a genie, amen? I got a Carol once, but never a genie. But if we could, we would be spoiled brats. I tell the men all the time, you know why God don't give me $1 million? Yeah. I couldn't control it. I'd have me a brand new 2011 Camaro SS, not the RS with the little V6 engine, the SS with the V8 engine. Amen. Take notes, Brother Donald. Amen. And he knows that. He knows that instead of praying to pay our bills, we would simply use out of the abundance. And he knows that. Now, maybe he can trust you with it, but he surely can't trust me. And he knows that if he gave me everything I wanted, we'd be a mess. That's why I'm thankful that he just gives us what we need. Amen. And I'm also thankful for that. The Bible says, we all know that trouble and trials are just part of the human life. After all, Job said it. Job 14:1 says, man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. Job 5:7 says, yet man is born under trouble as the sparks fly upward. And so did Jesus in John 16:33. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But listen, it says, be of good cheer, for I have overcome the world. Burdens and troubles and trials and difficulties are going to come our way. That is given. Someone once said this, a Christian without affliction is like a soldier only on parade. All show and no go. Isn't that the truth? Matter of fact, that's the problem with TV evangelism. That's the problem when they stand up and say, you name it, you can claim it. And if you're suffering, it's simply because you don't have the faith. That makes for very good preaching, and it makes for wonderful offerings. But it's not Bible. We are going to have troubles. We are going to have trials. We are going to have sicknesses. We're going to have problems. And it's not because we're not spiritual. It's not because, I've got a money situation or I lost my job simply because I'm not spiritual. That might not be the case. Quit thinking like that. That might not be the case. Sometimes it is, but not always. Simply, it's sometimes it's because God brings those trials into our life to draw us closer to Him. And let me just give you three ways that we can lighten our load tonight, and I'll be done. Three ways. Number one, if you take notes, take your burdens to the right place. Amen? Take your burdens to the right place. Worrying won't help you. Most people take their burdens there, but that ain't going to help you. Philippians 4:6 says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplications with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known unto God. John 14:1 says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. Nowhere to take your burdens to. Turn to Luke chapter 10. In Luke chapter 10, which is a kind of a favorite portion of Scripture, look at verse number 38. The Bible says in Luke chapter 10, verse number 38, now it came to pass as they went, that they entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him unto her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But in verse number 40 it says, but Martha was cumbered about, the Bible says, with much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister have left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Ain't that the truth? But one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. You know what happens sometimes? Sometimes we can be so much about serving that we fall into depression. We can be so much about doing and doing and doing that we lose track of who we're doing it for. We can get so busy in our schedules, can't we? I mean, something Monday and something Tuesday and something Wednesday and something Thursday and something Friday. And pretty soon we lose track. We become robots just simply going through the motions. I travel to quite a few churches, not as many as I used to, but I'm starting to see a pattern that concerns me as somebody that just simply visits churches. Turn to Matthew chapter 25. We seem to today, Matthew chapter 25, you can disagree with me if you want, that's all right. But look at Matthew chapter 25, starting verse number 33. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed are the Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundations of the world. For I was hungered and you gave me meat. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you took me in. Naked and ye clothed me. I was sick and ye visited me. I was in prison and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him. Now listen. Now who's the righteous? He could be speaking of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He might be. But he also might be talking to us. And he said to the righteous, then shall the righteous answer him, verse number 37, Lord, when saw we thee a hungered and fed thee, or thirsty and gave thee drink, or saw we thee a stranger and took thee in, or naked and he clothed thee, or when saw we thee sick or in prison and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, you have done it unto me. My concern, and I guess I'm chasing a little rabbit here, but my concern is this. When is the last time? Answer this question to yourself. Don't raise your hand. Don't answer it out loud. When's the last time you clothed the naked? When's the last time you went out and fed the poor that don't have any food? When's the last time you went and visited somebody that was incarcerated? Sunday? Well, I guess we got a head start on that. I'm seeing as I go to churches more and more and more that we're concerned. We're concerned. But are we reaching out and feeding and clothing? This is what happens, especially in Baptist churches, and I'll probably get myself in trouble. And that is this. We'll help the good-looking, short-haired, nice guy. Man, we'll go to bat for you. But you know what? That homosexual, we're really, really not interested in helping him at all. Or that biker guy that's got hair down halfway down his back. I don't think so. Or how about that guy that's not interested in talking to you about Jesus? Well, if he won't talk to me about Jesus, then I'm not interested in helping him. Do you see that in that scripture? I've been spreading it in the churches I go to. I believe that if you do God's work, God will take care of our little business right here. You take care of those people that nobody else seems to care about, and watch what he does over here. I had a pastor tell me a while back, the reason why we don't go to prison, Brother Jones, is those inmates can't put $1 in the plate or one person in the pew. That's what he said to me, a pastor. God help us if that's all we're worried about, is putting dollars in the plate and people in the pews. God help us if that's all we're concerned about. There's a lost and dying world out there that needs somebody to care about them and to provide for them. And how did I get on all of that? I don't know. I guess it was good. I don't know. I guess take your burdens to the right place. Amen. Let's be about the Father's business. Amen. Reaching those people. Listen. I better just stick to the message if I'm going to get done by 8 o'clock. Somebody say amen like that. Amen. Worrying won't help you. Like Martha. She was so busy. She was so busy about serving that she lost track to sit at the feet of Jesus. And she got so bad that she even went to the Lord and said, "Don't you care?" It's the same Martha. Remember when Lazarus died? That's the same one. I think she's a little bit bitty, a little bit. You know what bitty means? Okay, I'll tell you later. I think she's a little bit bitty. Because not only did she tell the Lord, "Don't you care?" When Lazarus died, she's the one to come out of the house when Jesus came 4 days late and said, "Lord, if you would have been here." You know what happens when you get too cumbered in serving? You start accusing the Lord. That's what she did twice. Don't you care? Of course he cares. Amen. He had a plan all along. Take your burdens to the right place. Worry won't help you. Fleeing won't help you. You'll never be able to run away from your problems and trials of life. Listen to what most people try today. Most people try drinking or drugs, or if you're a good Baptist, you try food. Am I not telling the truth? I tell the men in prison all the time. I tell them this. I said, look, let me just ask you, why do people drink today? Don't worry about exposing yourself. Why do people drink today? Jack, why do you think people drink today? Yeah. Yeah. Most people drink today because, and I ask them, I just talked to two people this week that were in jail for being alcoholics, being picked up over and over again for drunk driving. And I said, well, why do you do it? School me. And they said, while I'm drinking. I don't have any problems. I said, you got any? No, I didn't. I didn't say that. I said, listen to me. I said, understand this. I said, so here's your problem. You got a problem, all right? And I said, what happens is you start drinking and you start doing drugs. Now you've not only got the problem that you had, now you got a whole bunch more problems. Simply because they're trying to flee their problems. So worrying won't help it, your trials. Fleeing won't help your problems. Fighting won't help your problems. A lot of people try to live in denial and fight what they are called to face. Fighting against what the Lord brings in your life is very dangerous. If you're not careful, you might find yourself fighting against God. See, that's what I think Martha did. Those trials came into her life, like her brother Lazarus dying. And not knowing how to deal with her problems, she took it out on him. You say, preacher, I'd never do that. Be careful. Be careful. You let your wife sit there and Brother Bill, you've had to do that. Sit there with your wife in the hospital. Amen. And so preacher, what's the answer? Well, where do I take my burdens to the Father? Notice the invitation in Matthew chapter 11. Come unto me. Come unto me. Hallelujah that we have somebody once said, the Lord throws open the door to His throne room and invites us all who are in need to come in for help. Hebrews 4:16 says, let us therefore come boldly under the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace and help in the time of need. Boy, I'm thankful. And that's why it's so important to be where you're supposed to be. So when somebody goes through that trial and they try to worry or flee or fight, you can say, whoa, let me tell you about where I got help. Brother Wally's a great encouragement to the prisoners. Number one, because he's ugly and they like ugly men. No, I'm joking. Wally's a big encouragement. I got to pick on him. Wally's a big encouragement to the men because, listen, their troubles are little compared to his troubles. Yet he's faithful to come to prison and preach to them. It just boggles their mind. They tell me when he's not around, they said, if that was me, I wouldn't come in here. And I said, well, I guess that's the difference between you and him. And it boggles their mind. Amen. But I think he knows where to take his troubles to. Not only where you take your burdens to the right place, transfer your burdens to the right person. There's only one who cares about your situation. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon him. Finish it for me. For he careth for you. Boy, I'm thankful that even in times where it seems like nobody else cares, he cares. Amen. Listen. Jesus has walked through loneliness, need, difficulty, death. He's been hated, loved, accepted, rejected. And He knows what you're going through and He cares about you. Boy, that's assuring to me. He don't just love me when I'm good. He loves me all the time. And that's something I can't quite grasp. I think my children are super sweet when they're minded and doing well. And that's not very often. But when they are, I think that's really nice. My grandchildren are extremely sweet to me when they're minding. But when they ain't minding, they ain't so sweet, amen? And I'm glad that God doesn't have the personality that I have. I'm thankful that He loves me when I'm sweet, and He loves me when I'm sour.
That's right.
Amen? Transfer your burdens to the right person. Don't think for a minute that He won't understand. He does. He knows what you're in need more than you know it yourself. There is one who can do something about your situation. Not only does He know what we face, He can change what we face and how we face it. There ain't nobody that can do that but Him. Amen? His power is beyond imaginations. Ephesians 3:20 says this, "Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Isaiah 40:12 says this, "Who had measured the waters in the hollow of His hand, and metered out the heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales and the hills in balance." Hallelujah. I'm thankful that we're just not spinning through this eternity with nobody at the helm. I'm thankful tonight that Jesus is at the helm. And even when troubles come, He's still there. He's still there. And let me just give you one more. Not only taking your burdens to the right place, but transferring your burdens to the right person. Thirdly and lastly, trust your burdens to the right provisions. Sometimes, listen, there's just a few things here and I'll be done. Sometimes He removes your burden. Sometimes He just removes it. He just simply takes it away. And there are times when the Lord changes your situation in an instant, removing your burden. He did it with the deaf, the blind. He did it with a woman with a blood issue. Remember that woman? She crawled out, spent all her money on doctors. Boy, that's a big sore spot with me these days. Isn't it funny that insurance companies love you as long as you're healthy? You start using them a whole bunch, guess what? They don't like you that much, do you? In another thing that I've noticed lately as I've gotten older, you sure do get sick a lot when you're old. You know what I mean? I know somebody's getting rich off old people, amen? We should have invested in that. Yeah. Think about it. Somebody his age, he ain't got no need for a doctor. He ain't out. You want any pills? I won't even ask you. Isn't it amazing? Yeah, it's Bill Horsch. Yeah, I know. Yeah. But isn't it amazing? Brother Wally's on a pill that cost
$112.35 each twice a day.
$112 a pill. And how many cents?
35 cents.
And you know that?
Twice a day.
Man, amen. Sometimes He just removes your problem. I'm closing. Sometimes He just removes it. Sometimes He simply just says, gone. Sometimes He'll lighten your burden. There are times when the Lord will leave the burden on your shoulders, but He lightens the burden a little bit. He did that for Ruth when He allowed her to pass across with Boaz in Ruth chapter 2. So sometimes He removes it. Sometimes He lightens it. But listen, folks. Sometimes He lets you carry your burden. We don't like that, do we? We like the first one. But sometimes He lets you carry your burden. This is the most common aid we receive from Him. He gives us grace to carry the load that we've been assigned to. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." You know what that's talking about? One of the greatest men in the Bible, went to the Lord, and not only went to Him once, three times, and said, "Remove this thorn in the flesh." And what did the Lord say? "My grace is sufficient. My grace is..." Sometimes, folks, our burdens simply, we're going to have to carry them. But if so, He helps us carry them. Amen. The glory of Him changing us in our situation instead of Him just changing our situation. Did you get that? The glory of Him changing us in our situation instead of Him just changing our situation. You can rest in His yoke, His house, His spirit, and His peace. However He decides to handle the situation, you can be sure that He will always do that which is right for you. Romans 8:28, "And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." And you can rest on His promises that He will meet your need. Philippians, I quoted it earlier, 4:19, "But my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus." Let me ask you again tonight, and I'll close. What's your problem? What's your problem? I'm not making light of it, because we got problems. We all do. But listen, we got a God that's much bigger than that. Amen. And if we would just... what did you tell me today after prayer back there? What did you say? I forgot. It was really good, but I forgot. What did you say?
Only worry about things you can control.
Only worry about the things that you can control?
The things you can't control, throw them away.
The things that you can't, throw them away. It's coming from a man that knows a little bit about problems. Amen? But sometimes we get so wrapped up in our problems that we lose sight of everybody else around us. Listen to me, church, tonight. I just tried to be a blessing tonight. Let me run through them again. Take your burdens to the right place. Transfer your burdens to the right person. And trust your burdens to the right provisions. I'm thankful tonight that we've got a God that will meet our need. Sometimes He removes the burden. Sometimes He lightens it. And sometimes He changes us. Whatever the case may be tonight, I'm thankful for that. If I could get a piano player.